Hello, my name's Rich and welcome to our Monday Roundup section on Premier Skills English.
Hi everyone, I'm Jack. Every Monday we discuss last weekend's action. The best players, the best matches, fantasy football and make some predictions for next weekend.
We want you to practice your English and interact with Premier League fans from around the world in our comments section.
You can do this on the Premier Skills English website or the Premier Skills British Council Facebook page, if that's where you're listening to us.
Let's get on with this week's roundup. Liverpool thrash Arsenal at Anfield.
Liverpool beat Arsenal 4-0 in last weekend's big game. Liverpool were fantastic and Arsenal poor, as goals from Roberto Firmino, Sadio Mane, Mohamed Salah and Daniel Sturridge gave the Reds a convincing win.
United are the only team with a 100% record.
After three Premier League matches, Manchester United are the only team that have won all their games. United beat Leicester 2-0 at Old Trafford. Marcus Rashford and Marouane Fellaini got the goals that gives Mourinho's men a two-point cushion at the top of the table.
City leave it late to claim all 3 points.
Manchester City won 2-1 at Bournemouth, but had to wait until the 97th minute for their winning goal. It was an exciting end to the match, with City's Raheem Sterling scoring late and then getting sent off for his goal celebrations.
Another brilliant weekend of Premier League matches. Are we going to talk about the Liverpool-Arsenal match?
No, it's still too early for me. I was very disappointed. Arsenal didn't play well, but credit to Liverpool. They were very, very good.
Okay, I won't rub it in. I won't keep reminding you of the score. I promise.
What about that City-Bournemouth match?
An amazing finish to the match. I can't remember the last time a player got sent off for celebrating a goal.
Me neither. City were lucky in the end. Did you see Bournemouth's goal? That has to be the goal of the season so far.
Yes, a brilliant half volley from outside the box. The goal scorer was Charlie Daniels, and if you haven't seen it, you really need to take a look. Right, every Monday we give out three Match Week awards: Player of the Week, Team of the Week, and Match of the Week.
In the comments section, you need to tell us if you agree with our choices.
Last week, not all of you agreed with our choices.
Hassan from Palestine thought Paul Pogba, rather than Marcus Alonso, should have been our Player of the Week.
And quite a few of you chose Chelsea rather than Manchester United as the team of the week. And Chelsea against Spurs rather than Southampton v West Ham as the match of the week.
Italy 96, Javi from Spain and Sumia Omar from Sudan disagreed with our choices. What about this week, Rich?
So many to choose from again. Cesc Fabregas was excellent for Chelsea in their 2-0 win against Everton. Kevin De Bruyne was brilliant for Manchester City. And Matt Ritchie looked good for Newcastle as the Magpies got their first win of the season, 3-0 against West Ham.
But we can only choose one. And our Match Week 3 Player of the Week award goes to Liverpool's Mohamed Salah.
Liverpool's new Egyptian was excellent against Arsenal. But to be honest, Roberto Firmino and Emre Can all had excellent games for the Reds.
Our next award is for Team of the Week. Newcastle, Swansea and Chelsea all had good wins. And Manchester United are top of the table. But
our Match Week 3 Team of the Week goes to Liverpool for their 4-0 destruction of Arsenal.
Yes, they were very, very good. I thought we weren't going to talk about that again.
Okay, I won't. Our third and final award is for the match of the week. Our match of the weekend is Bournemouth 1, Manchester City 2.
It had a brilliant goal and a fantastic finish. Everything you want in a Premier League match.
What's been happening in fantasy football this week, Jack?
The top scoring player was the Newcastle defender Kieran Clarke with 15 points. Congratulations if you had him in your team. I bet not many of you did.
In the Premier Skills League, the Premier Skills team is in 5th place. Not bad. We put Watford's Richarlison in the team after Rafael RC from Brazil recommended him. If you have any tips or recommendations for the Premier Skills team, put them in the comments section below.
Who's this week's Fantasy Premier Skills Team of the Week?
The Premier Skills Fantasy Premier League Team of the Week for Match Week 3 is Le Capla Jink, which is managed by Mohamed Fakhrul from Malaysia. He scored 73 points and has gone up to 4th place in the Premier Skills League.
Another winner from Malaysia. That's 2 in a row. Last weekend's prediction was Liverpool against Arsenal. You thought Liverpool would win. Good prediction, Rich. Some of our listeners also predicted a Liverpool win. Sumia Omar from Sudan, Milos from Serbia, Javi from Spain, Hassan from Palestine and Alex from Ukraine. Well done to all of you.
This weekend, there's a break for international matches. So our prediction is for the weekend of the 8th and 9th of September.
Which match are you going to look at, Rich?
The big match has to be Liverpool again. This time it's against Manchester City in Manchester. Both teams have identical records from the first 3 matches. 2 wins and 1 draw. However, Liverpool have been looking very good in attack and City have been finding it difficult to find the back of the net. With players like Sergio Aguero and Gabriel Jesus, I don't think this will continue for long. I think this will be a very open and exciting match. My prediction is a final score of Manchester City 2, Liverpool 2.
It will be a good match, I'm sure. 2-1 to City for me.
We'll see. We want you to make your predictions at the bottom of the page on the website. Are you a good predictor?
Right, that's all we have time for. I hope you've enjoyed this Monday roundup. We'll be back on the 11th of September after the international break. Don't forget to join in the discussion at the bottom of this page.
Bye for now and enjoy your football.